A thick, black, acidic sludge exited my mouth on the final few eruptions. Now I found myself exhausted, lying on my back in a cold sweat, unable to sleep. The dismal hotel room I was staying in was dank and depressing. My electrolytes had been completely thrown out of balance, and I was uncertain as to whether I'd be able to get out of bed in the morning, let alone run 45 miles. I wasn't sure if I should go to sleep or go to the hospital. There were literally millions of dollars riding on my ability to successfully run 40 to 50 miles a day, nonstop, to Manhattan. Yet I was a complete wreck. The next day, I still had 3,000 miles to run. That is, if I was still standing. Call it what you will, a death march or a survival shuffle, I downshifted into this wounded state of locomotion the mere second day of running, until I walked into an auditorium filled with 2,000 people awaiting my arrival. Time to pep up, I guess. "Here he comes," the announcer screamed over the loudspeaker. Haggard and staggering, operating on 4 hours of sleep, it was time to speak cogently and intelligently. I approached the microphone. Does anybody have a couch I could crash on?